بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. So we begin this evening seeking the aid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and his assistance and success, reading from the chapter Babu Al-Adhan, Babu Al-Adhan, the chapter with regards to the call to As-Salah, and the call that is made for the entrance of the time of the prayer. Al-Adhan, Babu Al-Adhan. Al-Adhan, the ulama, they mention that this word is Ismu Mastar, Min Adhana Yu'adhinu. أذن تأذينا المصدر تأذين واسم المصدر أذانا الأذان أذن يؤذن تأذينا وأذانا. And like this also سلم يسلم تسليما وسلاما. Also likewise similar on this scale or pattern كلم يكلم تكريما وكلاما وكلاما. So this is called ismu al-masdar. Ismu al-masdar from the verb adhana. From the verb adhana yu'adhinu. Adhin. Ta'dhinan. Wa ismu al-masdar adhan. 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 Lughatan al-adhan. It means, the ulama, they mention, al-i'lamu. Al-i'lamu mutlaqan. To inform somebody of something. I need to pronounce something out loud and to inform them, to make it known. I need to announce something, an announcement. Al-i'lam. Al-adhan huwa al-i'lam in the Arabic language. Yani meaning linguistically. Meaning linguistically. And this meaning has come in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has mentioned in his book وأذان من الله ورسوله إلى الناس يوم الحج الأكبر أن الله بريء من المشركين ورسوله. And a declaration from Allah and his messenger to mankind on the greatest day, meaning the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, the 12th month of the Islamic calendar, that Allah is free from all obligations to the mushrikeen, and so is his messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The point is وأذان من الله ورسوله, and a declaration, yani that it is announced, an announcement that is made. So this is the meaning linguistically of the word adhan. Of the word adhan, al-i'lam, al-i'lam. But shar'an or legislatively, the word adhan, it means al-i'lamu bidukhuli waqti salah. Al-i'lam bidukhuli waqti salati bi alfadhin maqsusa. It is a declaration or a call, an announcement of the entrance of the time of As-Salah with specific words. It's not any announcement, rather it's an announcement and a proclamation, a declaration of the entrance of the time of the prayer. And it is performed with specific words, not with any words. Bi-alfadhin maqsusa. Bi-alfadhin Maqsusa. The ulama, they differed about when the adhan was legislated. They have agreed that it was after the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but some of the ulama, they mentioned it was in the first year of the hijrah, and others, they mentioned that it was in the second year of the hijrah, and Allah knows best. What has come in the narrations with regards to this is that whenever the numbers grew in Medina, after the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the people used to wait for the times of prayer to congregate. And they would see and estimate, and they would come in approximated times, and for the establishment of the congregational prayer. And they were beginning to look for a manner or a way that they could call each other to prayer, to remind each other of the time of the prayer. And the likes like this, and some of them suggested that they should get a bell like the Christians, and others mentioned that they should have a horn like the Jews and others, they mention that rather they should have a fire. They should make a fire. And all of these suggestions were made and suggested in order to announce and proclaim that the time of the prayer be known. That the time of the prayer be known. And this has come in the hadith of Anas, that is in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, and likewise has come in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Zayd ibn Abdi Rabbihi, radiyallahu anhu sahabati ajma'in, which is found in Sunan Abi Dawood and at-Tirmidhi, and other than that from the books of al-hadith. So what occurred was after the people were suggesting, some suggested a naqus, which is a bell, and others suggested a buq, which is a horn, a qarn, that one would blow in, that makes a loud sound. Others suggested to start a fire, to burn a fire, at the specific times for the prayers. There was a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His name is Abdullah ibn Zayd ibn Abdi Rabbi. Abdullah ibn Zayd ibn Abdi Rabbi, radiyallahu anhu, he had a dream. And while he was sleeping in his dream, a man came to him and he was carrying a naqus. A naqus is a bell. So Abdullah, he said, radiyallahu anhu, to that man, he said, do you want to sell the bell? And the man said, why? For what? What reason do you want to buy the bell for? What will you do with it? So he said, nad'u bihi ila salat. He said, we're going to call the people to prayer. So the man, this is in his dream, the man said to him, أَفَلَا أَدُلُّكُ عَلَى مَا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّن ذَلِكَ. Should I not inform you of that which is better than that? So Abdullah, he said, radiyallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Zayd ibn Abdi Rabbihi, radiyallahu anhu, he's known for this hadith, the hadith of Al-Adhan. He said, sure, of course, tell me what is better than that. And he told him, you should say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Hayya ala al-salati, Hayya ala al-salah, Hayya ala al-falah, Hayya ala al-falah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. The adhan that is known today, and it is 15 sentences. The ulama, they mention 15 jumla. This adhan that was seen in the dream by Abdullah ibn Zayd ibn Abdi Rabbihi radiyallahu anhu. And he seen it like this in this manner. And then likewise, after this, the man, he backed away from him and he walked away and then he stopped. And he said to him, إِذَا قُمْتَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ, if you stand up for the prayer, and you're referring to the iqama, you say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ, حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاحِ, قَدْ قَامَتِ الصَّلَاةُ, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. And then whenever he woke up, رضي الله عنه, he came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he informed him of his dream. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he told him, إِنَّهَا لَرُؤْيَ حَقَّ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, verily, this is a true dream, insha'Allah. فَقُمْ مَعْ بِلَادٍ فَأَلْقِ عَلَيْهِ مَا رَأَيْتَ. He said that, verily, this is a true dream, insha'Allah, what you have saw. So stand up with Bilal and inform him of what you have seen. فَلْيُؤَذِّنْ بِهِ فَإِنَّهُ أَنْدَى صَوْتًا مِنْكَ. And let Bilal make the call for the prayer, because verily he has a better sawt, or a better voice, and he has a more beautiful voice than you. It is known that Bilal, radiyallahu anhu, he كان ندي الصوت, يعني جميل وحسن الصوت وقوي الصوت. He had a strong but beautiful voice, radiyallahu anhu. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he affirmed the dream of Abdullah ibn Zayd ibn Abdi Rabbihi, radiyallahu anhu, and he informed him to tell the adhan that he saw in the dream to Bilal. And Bilal, he learned it from him in this manner, and Bilal, he would make the call, radiyallahu anhu. At this time, Umar, radiyallahu anhu, Umar ibn Khattabi, radiyallahu anhu, he came out of his home, hastening to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said, وَالَّذِي بَعَثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ مِثْلَ الَّذِي رَأَى. He said, I swear by the one who sent you with the truth, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that verily I saw the same thing he saw, meaning I had the same dream he had, meaning I had the same dream that he had. فَقَالَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at this time he praised Allah Azza wa Jal, فَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ So in this manner the adhan was established. In this manner the adhan was established. And it is the call to the prayer. It is the call to the congregational prayer, which is an obligation, 5 times a day. And the call, likewise, is an obligation that it should be performed. And likewise, the iqamah is an obligation. And the Muslims, they establish that. And it's from the great rites and sacred rites and signs of al-Islam. And it's something that is specific to this ummah, that they have a call in this manner. The call to as-salah. The call to as-salah. Some people, they will say that Abdullah ibn Zayd, he's the one who legislated this, but rather that's not the case. Rather, what the case is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he affirmed him in his dream. And with the scholars of hadith, this is known as a-taqreer. A-taqreer. That he affirmed him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the fact that he saw that dream and informed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet affirmed him upon that. Then it is the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that legislated this. And by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. By the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. So in any case, this was either in the first year or the second year after the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Al-Madinah. And even though these words, they're concise, and the wording of the adhan is very brief, but it contains much great benefit for the one who understands the meanings and understands the foundations that are therein and understands the principles and the creed that is found in the adhan and the whole deen or the usul of the deen and the foundation of the religion is summarized in these brief words in the call to prayer. It consists of the correct creed and the correct belief. We see that the adhan, it begins with the takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Four times. The first two, they are together with one breath. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So therefore, a person, he will not say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Rather, he says that these two together. They're four sentences, but they come two and two together. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. In this manner, like this. But this is with regards to glorifying Allah, praising Him. And praising Him for His blessings, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And glorifying Him. And He is the greatest, declaring Him to be the greatest, greater than all things. Meaning that He is the one who has the attributes of perfection. That He is great in His life, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-hayy alladhi la yamut. And He is great, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His knowledge. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيرُ بَصِيرٌ And He hears and He sees all things and He knows all things. سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى And He is in need of nothing, yet all things are in need of Him. تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى الصَّمَنُ Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So this has the glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the magnification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the praising of Allah azza wa jalla in the beginning. Praising Him for His attributes of perfection and glorifying Him subhanahu wa ta'ala and freeing Him from any defect or any deficiency. Allahu Akbar. And meaning that Allah, yani min kulli shay. Allah is greater than everything. Allah is greater than everything. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. After this, then comes the shahada, the testification of faith. Shahada lillahi bil wahdaniyya. To testify that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah alone. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And it's mentioned twice. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. To emphasize this issue. The testification of faith. That there is nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. And this is an indication that everything that is worshipped besides Him is worshipped in falsehood and not deserving of worship and not worthy of worship. And the worship of those things is falsehood and misguidance and it is evil in a foul way. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I bear witness that Allah, He is the only one. Huwa al-ma'bud al-haq. He is the only one that is worthy of worship and He is the only one who is worshipped in truth. And this is the foundation of the deen. And then coupled after that likewise is the testification, the shahada, bil-risala, li-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad, to also testify with the messengership and the fact that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is a prophet and messenger. And to testify that, ashadu anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah. And it's likewise mentioned twice. Likewise, this is mentioned twice in order to emphasize the issue. Ashhadu anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah. I bear witness, I testify, and I announce and proclaim that I believe that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. And this is the pillar, the first pillar of al-Islam and the greatest foundation of the deen. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah. And this manner like this, this is the adhan. And then after this, followed up by that, is the call to obedience. An-nida والدعوة إلى طاعة هذا الرسول وإلى طاعة الله سبحانه وتعالى, to obey Allah Azza wa Jalla, to obey the messenger. But the call to obedience is mentioned after the mention of the messengership of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this obedience is only known by way of him. Is known by way of him because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has revealed to him and made the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the mediator between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to the legislation. Not with regards to worship, whether Allah is worshipped alone with no mediators or no partners, but with regards to understanding the how and the manner in worshipping him and the manner to obey him subhanahu wa ta'ala, then verily the prophets and messengers, they are the mediators with regards to this, the clarification of the legislation. The clarification of the legislation. And then we see that is the call to obedience. To obedience. Hayya ala salah. Come to the prayer. Hayya is a command. It's a command. Haluma akbiru. Aqbilu ala salah. Come to the prayer. Come to the prayer. It's a call, an invitation, a command. Come to the salat. Come to the salat. And the salat is the arukun athani. Arukun athani. So first, the adhan begins by magnifying Allah, mentioning the greatness of Allah and the fact that He is greater than all things. And then clarifying likewise after that, the first pillar about Islam, that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. And that Muhammad, He's the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after that is the call to the second pillar. The second pillar, the greatest pillar of al-Islam after the shahadatain, hayya ala salat, hayya ala salat, in this manner. And then after that is the call to success, is the call and the invitation to be successful in this life and in the hereafter. Hayya ala al-falah, hayya ala al-falah. And the ulama, they mention al-falah, it means al-fawzu bil-marghubi wal-najatu min al-marhub. The one who is successful and the one who achieves al-falah, he is the one who has obtained everything that is desired and hoped for and everything that the soul desires and loves. And also along with that, one is safe from everything that one is afraid of, safe from every harm and every difficulty. This is falah, and this is an indication to the return and the good home in the hereafter. To be successful is to be successful in the next life. One cannot be truly successful in this life except if it leads him to al-falah, al-falah in the hereafter. So therefore, likewise, there's an indication in the adhan of the issue of al-ma'ad and the return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the abode of the home of the hereafter. And the abode of the hereafter. Hayya ala al-falah, hayya ala al-falah. Al-falah, likewise, the ulama, they mention al-baqa' al-da'im. Is something that remains and continues, and as a reference to the hereafter, as a reference to the hereafter, the beginning with the magnification and the glorification of Allah Azza wa Jalla, praising Allah, Allahu Akbar, and then testifying that He is the only one worthy of worship, and testifying that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then calling to the establishment of the obedience of Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the greatest action, which is a salah, and then reminding people of the success. Calling them to success in the good way, and success that never ends, the success of the home and the hereafter, and the pleasure of Allah, and that lies in the establishment of that two testifications that have preceded. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah. And in this manner, it is repeated again after that, bringing emphasis, and then also mentioning the takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, two more times, and then closing with the testification of faith. That there is nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. That there is nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. So the one who understands these usul and then ponders over the meaning of the adhan or the meanings that are found inside the words of the adhan, then he will find great guidance and iman, and his faith will increase. That's why it is legislated for a believer to respond to the call, to respond outwardly and inwardly, to respond to the call with his heart and with his tongue by repeating after the muadhin. We will discuss some of these issues inshallah. By repeating after the muadhin, repeating with his tongue and repeating with his heart, likewise that meaning, and I bear witness likewise. Whenever he calls that call, likewise the one who hears, the believer who hears, he testifies the same thing. And likewise, I bear witness that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. And likewise, I bear witness that and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever he calls to the salah, the believer, he realizes that there's no power or ability that he has by himself except by the power and the permission of Allah to respond to that call and to obey him subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And that this time he responds likewise with his body, and he moves and he goes to the prayer and he establishes it in the congregation with the believers. So there are many benefits in the adhan. And from them, the creed that is established and understanding that. And this is likewise an indication of the importance for a believer. The importance a believer must show and the concern he must give in order to learn the foundations and the fundamentals of the deen. And after learning those fundamentals and the foundations and seeing the evidences and the proofs that are found therein, and then whenever one hears the adhkar, and before that the Qur'an, it will sink into his heart and he will be able to see, and it will affect him, and he will see the truth and the reality of that, and it will be beneficial for him, and he will have life. As for those who recite the adhan, or even before that reciting the Qur'an, but they don't understand the meaning, then the benefit is very little. The benefit is very little. As for those who learn the usul and learn the foundations and the fundamental principles of the deen and the obligations of the deen and the meanings of these words, then whenever it is recited, it will affect his heart and he will benefit. He will benefit by surrendering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outwardly and inwardly, and he will submit and he will find and taste the sweetness of al-Iman in his heart by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his grace and his mercy, and to allow us to taste the sweetness of faith, and to grant us and our children and our loved ones the sweetness of al-Iman, and to place it in our hearts, and to make us from those who love him and love his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and love to hear the adhan and love to respond to the adhan. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Likewise, from the benefits of al-adhan is that which has preceded, and that is the time of the prayer is being informed. And it's, the people are informed that the time of the prayer has entered, and that this obligation which is upon them has begun. And likewise, a reminder of the congregation that also likewise, as we have seen previously, that this congregation is also an obligation to attend. So therefore, the obligational prayer is being established and is being announced and is being proclaimed and is being declared and it is known outwardly. And likewise, the reminder of the obligation of establishing that. And congregation likewise is being proclaimed, it's being announced, and the people are informed. And likewise, this is from the Sha'air al-Islam, yani from the sacred rites of al-Islam. It's something that the Muslims are known by this adhan. They are known by raising the adhan in the masajid and in the homes and wherever they go. The adhan is proclaimed 5 times a day all over the world. The greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is proclaimed 5 times a day all over the world, alhamdulillah, in the lands of the believers and in the lands of the disbelievers, alhamdulillah. And Allah, he is praised, and the fact that he is worthy of worship alone is proclaimed, and the fact that the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the messenger of Allah, and he is the prophet of Allah. This is proclaimed and is announced and is made known to the world, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And from the wisdom of the fact that it is a statement and it's not an action. And he said, for example, ringing a bell, this is an action. Or starting a fire or other deeds or manners of announcing the adhan by way of deed or by way of action. This is not the way. The way of the Muslims is to make it by voice, is to make it by statement. It is something that is proclaimed with a voice and a statement that is made known. And this is so that it is easy and facilitated for any believer to perform it at any time and in any land and any place, until Allah Subhanahu wa Taala wills, until the day of resurrection, or before the day of resurrection, the Muslims, they will be able to establish the adhan. If it was an action, maybe somebody would have to learn how to perform the action properly, or they would have to learn how to do the action. Only some people will be able to perform it, and others would not know how to do it. But as for the adhan, it is a creed and it is a belief that all of the believers, they believe, and all of them can perform it, whether they are small or whether they are or they're old or they're young, and the likes like this, all of them can perform the adhan and the call to prayer. Alhamdulillah. So this is from the wisdom of the fact that this particular call has been made in this manner. It is a speech. It is words that are pronounced and proclaimed. And likewise, it is a creed that is established in the heart. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. The ulama, they mention about this affair, issues about the adhan. Which one is more virtuous, giving the adhan or making or being the imam? And issues likewise, is it possible or is it permissible for one to make the adhan and the iqama and to lead the prayer? And the likes like this, inshallah, in our class to come, we will discuss some of these affairs. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.